It was a day of political tradition, ceremony, and drama, the official transfer of power from one prime minister to another. Returning from his meeting with Queen Elizabeth II at Buckingham Palace, Gordon Brown came to his new official residency, number 10 Downing Street, and he promised new priorities.
I have just accepted the invitation of Her Majesty the Queen to form a government. This will be a new government with new priorities.
Mr. Brown vowed to reach out beyond what he called narrow party interests. Just hours earlier, his predecessor, Tony Blair, made his last appearance in the House of Commons.
Prime Minister.
Mr. Blair opened the session on a sober note, expressing condolences to the families of three British servicemen killed in action.
I am truly sorry about the dangers that they face today in Iraq and Afghanistan. I know some may think that they face these dangers in vain. I don't, and I never will.
Mr. Blair has remained steadfast in his support for intervention in Afghanistan and in Iraq, even amid increasing public opposition. Over the years, he faced many tough questions in this chamber, especially from the opposition Conservative Party. Yet on this date, there were also tributes, including from Conservative Party leader David Cameron.
For 13 years, he has led his party. For 10 years, he has led our country. And no one can be in any doubt in terms of the huge efforts he has made in terms of public service. He has considerable achievements to his credit, whether it is peace in Northern Ireland, whether it is his work in the developing world, which I know will endure.
And in the end, Mr. Blair also paid tribute to his colleagues in the House of Commons.
I can pay the House the greatest compliment I can by saying that from the first to last, I never stopped fearing it. And that tingling apprehension that I felt at 11:58 today, I felt as much 10 years ago and every bit as acute. And it is in that fear that the respect is contained.
Amid a standing ovation in the House of Commons, Tony Blair left the chamber. He returned to 10 Downing Street for final farewells to staff members before heading to Buckingham Palace to formally hand in his resignation to the Queen. Shortly thereafter, Gordon Brown was summoned for a private audience with the Queen to be confirmed as Britain's new Prime Minister. And within hours, the announcement from the United Nations that Tony Blair has been named as representative to the so-called Middle East Quartet, made up of the United States, Russia, the European Union, and the United Nations. The quartet seeks to end the Israeli-Palestinian conflict. Sonia Pace, VOA News, London.